irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling and exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Weed Shop. No, just kidding. Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and now on Spotify. We're on fucking everything. And this is your hostess with the most, is Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny. And we're coming at you live on Facebook. So go to Facebook Live, LA Talk Radio's page. You can watch us, listen to us, and, well, I don't know, whatever the fuck else you want to do. Play with yourself. I don't give a shit.
Masturbate to us.
Anyway. Ew, that's kind of creepy. I don't know if I want to go there. Anyway. We're on live every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Wednesday, like I said, live on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are, like I said, also featured on iHeartRadio. So, blow me. Anyway.
Tonight, baby.
And damn. How many people can fucking say that, though, that they're on iHeartRadio? That they got themselves on iHeartRadio.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's called, you have to get approved. I got rejected a couple times, and, you know, I didn't like that, so I kept going. Yeah, come on in. All right, so we got things to talk about. We'll get your guys' opinion. Oh, go grab him another chair. Yeah. Anyway, so while we get situated here at LA Talk Radio, we are with the band Lost Puppy.
Hello.
Well, you would just call yourself punk rock, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, within kinda that realm.
In ish, right?
Ish, yeah.
Ish, okay. So we are ish punk rock, which is, I love that.
Yeah.
Punk rock's awesome. So we already know where we're going to place you at our concerts. We're going to have you on our first night.
Oh.
First night, yes. Because we're going to feature Satanic Johnny.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some other bands like you guys.
So they can see y'all better?
So we're working on that, getting that locked down. We're looking at the 5-star bar on DTLA.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's a great venue.
Because it's a good venue to get started. You know what I mean?
And Heath is a good sound guy.
We love Heath.
Shout out to Heath at the 5-star bar. We love you. Shout out to
Downtown
Mark.
LA.
Yes, DTLA.
Main Street.
Yes, 3rd and Main. Go check them out.
Right.
5-star bar. We love all the guys down there, everybody. And they have awesome security guys too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Very good. It's good staff. We like
Everybody's
it.
Everybody's super nice.
Yeah. So, we'll be playing, like I said, concerts and events very soon coming up. We're working on the details for that one.
Right.
So we're going to have a lot of different types of music and, you know, you guys will have fun with that.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. So we have, like I said, Lost Puppy in the house today. Mm-hmm. We got some concerts and events coming up and, hopefully you guys are in some of them.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Well, all the different bands you guys play in.
Jeez,
I mean, holy crap.
Yeah, we're going to send an angry Yelp review. We're not playing any of them.
We don't want Yelpers on our ass, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yelpers are the fucking worst kind. They will, I swear to God, they'll follow you home.
Yeah.
Stalkers.
Oh, shit.
And they'll give you a bad review and you'll get a 1-star or a half a star. And it reminds me of that movie, The Longest Yard. And they said that they rated the prisoners based on their level of violence.
Oh, okay.
And so you get a star. You know, how many stars you get. Like,
the
if you're a 5-star,
you
if you're
one.
A 5-star, you're like hardcore. Like, you would kill somebody. You know, just, you don't give a crap.
This is why it's called 5-star.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think so. I think so. No, but Chris Rock was considered a 0.5-star. He said, shut up, 0.5-star.
That's crazy.
That means that you have no importance in this world.
I'm just not a violent type of...
Well, yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, you broke into something and stole, you know, penny candy. That's what you did. You stole penny candy.
Fraud.
Something stupid, yeah.
Nonviolent.
Nonviolent, yes. Nonviolent criminals. We like those type.
We like the violent ones, too, though. They come in handy.
They do. And shout out to my brother Donnie. Sorry. You know, sorry you're locked up, dude.
I'm just saying. Violent people come in handy sometimes.
I have a lot of violent friends. That's
yes,
a good thing.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing.
I mean, if George Washington had not been violent when he crossed the Delaware, would this country have been here?
That's
we'd be
true.
Talking bloody
had,
like this. We'd be from bloody
hardcore,
Johnny England.
Yeah, if George Washington had
cherry
been fucking
pip,
hardcore.
And cup of tea.
Yeah. on tea and wearing red coats.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck. You know? Well,
and we'd be curtsying to the queen.
I think it would go well with my red hair, though.
Yeah.
On a red coat. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Anyway.
The British were coming.
Okay, so how we met Lost Puppy. Okay, we met them at the battle for Vans Warped Tour.
Yeah.
The battles. These guys, and I swear to God, like, these two here played... Phil and Carlo, holy shit. Carlo and Phil play in so many damn different bands, it's ridiculous. I saw, during just the battles alone,
right.
I saw Phil in Victory Kid, Lost Puppy... And did you play any of the other bands that were in the battles?
No, just those two.
Those two, yeah. Okay. But then we saw him a couple weeks ago at...
Brain Rock.
At Young Blood Productions.
Right.
Shout out to Nathan Young, Young Blood Productions, who was also responsible, or half part responsible, for the Battle for Vans Warped Tour.
Thank you,
also, shout out to Acropolis Music Group,
right.
Our buddies.
Very nice.
Also, shout out to Grumbler. Go to mygrumbler.com.
Right.
Get your Grumbler today. It's a grinder and a tumbler.
Oh.
I don't know if you're a weed people or not, but it's like a detachable grinder.
Smell proof.
I should have brought the demo with me, but I didn't.
Smell proof. It's waterproof.
Comes in different
for like
colors.
A meter underneath water for about a half hour and shit. Yeah, keep the weed dry.
Yeah.
You can walk it in the rain and shit. All that good shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. My son has one. My son, he swears by it.
Mostly if you're scuba diving or at a coral reef, you're like, oh, I just want to blaze right now. Just
with an electric eel, all the electric eel face and shit.
Water.
That'd be bad. Speaking of Young
Waterproof
Blood,
blunts.
speaking of Young Blood Productions, this hair color was inspired by their recent video shoot for We Fall.
Right.
Fate Destroyed. I went ahead and did it, said fuck it, and did the blood red hair. Just, you know, said fuck it.
Hey, look at the making of the video.
If you saw the making, go watch the making of the video. It's a 4-part series. Ben Levy has it up, and it's for Fate Destroyed. Go check it out. They already had over 1,000 views on just the part one.
Just the making of
it. And that was just released like 2-3 days ago.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So Fate Destroyed has got some big stuff coming up. Go see our buddies from Orgy. The alternative rock band Orgy will be headlining the Army to Your Party tour, which is coming to the 1720 Warehouse. On September 23rd, that's a Sunday. Go check it out. Show starts about probably 7 o'clock or so. Different bands are going to be opening up, like Our Frankenstein.
Right.
As well as Fate Destroyed.
Oh, good.
So go see that. It's going to be a great show. And there's been a lot of great shows recently. Crazy Town did a private show at the 1720 bar last Friday. Saturday, what was it? We had a video shoot. That was a couple weeks ago. What else we have?
Dirty Machine
played recently at 1720. Shout out to Baz Francis, who was on our show recently. He played at the Mix. Baz Francis. He played at the Mix in Pasadena. Shout out to Stereo Love, who just played at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. They have a show coming up this Friday. Anyway, there's too many shows coming up. Also go see, get your tickets for Sticky Fest, which is a punk rock festival.
We're going.
Which I would love to get you guys into, but I'm hoping some bands will fall out. I'm sorry for wishing ill will against other bands.
They
but
hurt their pinky
toe. I'm trying to get Satanic Johnny and like you guys into some shows.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just got to keep them working.
The drummer broke his
pinky guys need
toe.
To work. Huh.
The drummer broke his pinky toe.
Oh no. Now he can't be in this though. And now we gotta have the new other bands. I'm just saying.
Got a hammer?
That's on Saturday, November 10th. So that's a little ways out. But still, get your tickets for Sticky Fest. There's gonna be a bunch of bands in that. Shout out to Sticky Doll, Greg Gendron, and Cinna, El Sancho and Cinna. They're gonna be on the show coming up in October.
Okay.
So we got a lot of great bands coming up. You know, go check it out. But Today we're here with a lost puppy.
Right.
Hooray.
All right, fellas, introduce yourselves, like, and what do you
yes,
do?
Yes, tell them who you are and what
do you do?
You do.
Want to go first, Steve?
Mm-hmm. You got a mouthful of water.
No, go first.
He's saying go first.
No,
he's scared?
No. Maybe, I don't know. always a little bit before anything.
It's all right. We're laid back.
I'm Steve, lost puppy, and
Cherkasky.
I'm Philip Nielsen. I play bass. I've lived in a USA for almost 7 years. I'm from Denmark. That's why I put
Denmark,
that.
Huh?
We love the Danish.
Right.
Yeah.
I just put in that
Facebook
another
thought.
International.
Facebook
fuck
thought
yeah.
I was Danish.
Yeah.
Facebook does that thing where they profile your face, they tell you where you're from, and they thought I was from Denmark.
Oh,
I was like, fuck yeah.
They thought that I was, like, East African, West.
Really?
Yeah, they just got the, like, I mean.
I would have thought Irish. No? I would have gone with Irish, maybe Scottish,
because
you got the red in your beard and stuff. I would have thought, yes, maybe Scottish or Irish.
Yeah.
Maybe in a Yank. A Brit, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know.
The historical stuff.
Denmark.
We don't have 5 hours to talk about that.
But we love the Danish. We love the Danish. Go, Phil. We got the Danish.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We love it.
My name is Carlo. I play drums.
Yes.
Right.
Mm. He's in a bunch of bands, too.
Yes.
And Victory Kid and Lost Puppy.
Yeah.
To name a few.
A few more.
Yes. we talked about that the last time I saw you.
I'm
where are you
from? Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland.
Oh.
I've been in the States for 10 years.
Nice. We have another Swiss
damn.
On us. We had Mira Edlund
right.
on our show before. Oh, she's cool. a pop singer. She's from
cool.
from Switzerland.
Okay.
She literally went back to Switzerland the day after she was on our show.
Okay.
Because right. her, what do you call it, her visa? Got canceled or something. Or got ran out, whatever.
It's always a fight with the visas.
Yeah, really?
That's also why you see us play with a lot of different people.
Okay.
Because it's
well, we want to keep you working.
Yes.
That's
so
the
at
point
our,
of it.
At our,
yeah.
at our
bands, because they keep you working. That'll keep the visas.
So what we're going to do is we're going to keep an ongoing little contract with you. It could be a verbal contract. I don't give a fuck. You know
we
lied.
Mean?
Nothing in fucking writing. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to have concerts and events coming up showcasing different styles of music.
Yeah.
And we would love to have you guys in your different forms play at our shows.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is a rotating format. So, like, let's say Satanic Johnny headlines the first show, and then, like, all you guys' other bands, we're going to have, like, who else did I say I was going to have with them? Like,
Dr. Party, Jabberwocky.
Jabbermouth.
Jabbermouth. I get Jabberwocky. Where the fuck did that come from?
that comes from Alice in Wonderland.
Never seen it.
Anyway, it's that is the second book, I think, the Jabberwocky.
Oh.
Anyway, if you've ever read that kind of shit, Alice in Wonderland, if you know anything about that,
yeah.
like Lewis Carroll, yeah.
I've never seen it.
That's some badass shit. You gotta watch the.
Sounds like he was smoking something when he wrote it.
Duh. Think about, like, what's the caterpillar?
Like
the caterpillar sits there on the fucking on the leaf and shit, and he's sitting there smoking.
All I know is somebody had a hat or something.
Yeah.
That's all I know about it.
Anyway.
She drug it down a hole or some shit?
Yeah, it's the Mad Hatter. Oh. And yeah, okay, anyway.
Just that part right there, I already knew, man. He had some super duper.
Well, anyway, what I was talking about is having a rotating format.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, guys, it'll all rotate. There's going to be, like, six bands you'll rotate and then in formation, and then you'll end up being a headliner at one point.
Yeah.
So that way, everybody gets a chance to shine.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You guys would have, like, so once you get up to the headlining spot, you'd have an hour to play.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So before that, you'd get like a half hour, and then it would work your way up to the hour.
That
way, everybody gets a chance to glow and shine and be special. And
you know where you want to, what venue you want to?
Five Star Bar. That's where we're looking at for now.
Cool.
And then we'll go out to like Characters, and then maybe some other venues that we're looking at too.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be good for us. You know what I mean? For everybody concerned.
And then, like I said, probably like when we go to Pomona, probably grab a Pomona band and throw it in the mix somehow.
Yeah,
go
some
to
other
Orange
band,
County,
you know?
A couple of Orange County bands, you know?
Because everybody lives all over.
Right.
I don't know where you guys live as far as, like, location to this. I don't know.
I live in Culver City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Over the hill.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in, like,
Filipino town, like right on the edge of Echo Park.
Okay, nice. Nice.
I recently moved back to Hollywood.
Okay.
Came to the realization that, so I did that. Proud about it.
Hollywood's awesome.
Yeah.
We like Hollywood.
You live in the Hollywood Hills, but at the base of the Hollywood.
Yeah. Hey, Hollywood is badass, dude. Yeah. That's badass place to live. I lived in Hollywood.
I don't mind living in West Hollywood. It just looks so clean and crime-free.
It is. Well, because they keep it that way.
Right.
And they also have a very horrible noise ordinance, and they like to be assholes about shit. Anyway, this guy. No, I understand why, though. Because they have a lot of business owners and it's very more upper scale, and they want to keep it that way.
It's a kind of a party area with all the clubs and stuff. And
well, think about Santa Monica Boulevard has all those different bars and clubs. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then Sunset Boulevard
down the
has the same thing.
They're drunk and loud.
Eventually, we'll work our way up to something like the Viper Room or the Whiskey or something. That's like getting down the line.
Yeah, that was fun. That's
do you got to pay? Do you got to pay to get on those shows?
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna check it out.
If you're smart about it, you don't have to. Like, if you don't, there's like good opportunities to play there.
Okay.
Or not pay.
Well, we'll check it out. We'll see. Because fuck it, why not try it?
Yeah.
You know, because if you don't ask, a closed mouth goes unfed. If you don't say something, you don't ask for it. What's the worst thing that can happen? They could say no, and then you know where worse off than where you were to start with.
Yeah.
You didn't have it to begin with. So they said, no, you still don't got it. What the fuck ever. But if you didn't ask and you didn't go for it, and you didn't try, you'll never fucking know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing is to say, fuck it. Yeah. I mean, I walked right up to goddamn Angela Bassett and her husband, Courtney P. Vance, and introduced myself. I don't care. That's the whole point, is you have to have confidence in yourself and not give a shit.
Yeah.
So we want to talk a little bit about you guys and what you do and how long you've been around. So what's your background for this band? Like, how long you guys been around?
I think about 2 years now. But like the project itself has been about 2 years now. But like the project itself has been like kind of a solo thing for, I don't know, like 8 years, maybe more.
So you started this about 8 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you added people?
Yeah, the
this is what, a three-piece?
Yep.
It's a three-piece.
Absolutely. Okay. But, like, we like to get more and more musicians, like cellists and stuff like that, to come on the record. And,
okay.
Mostly for studio, right?
Yeah, for studio stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's always a nice venture to just get more and more people along. And
so you writing a song, you'd be like, oh, that part of cello will go in right there, and then find a cello and be like, oh, we'll play this note.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for the
that's nice
for the record that's coming out right now, the producer and I, Joseph Freeman, who's also in another band, well, two bands called River Gods and Edison Moth. River
okay.
Hey, Joseph, if you're watching.
What's up, Joseph?
What up, Joseph?
What's up, man?
Hey, what up?
But yeah, he's like, we would sit down and just like come up with cello parts and just like try and arrange things as best as we could.
Oh, nice.
And it felt like a really fun, natural process just to make
that. That's good.
And more and more as I like work with these guys and work with guys like Joseph and work with, you know, just more and more musicians out here since I've been here, I think 2 years now, it's been far more easier to share the music and far more easier to just like.
And where are you from again?
I was born in Queens, New York, but I was raised just outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Another East Coaster.
Yeah. Oh, you're from the East Coast?
She's from the East Coast. I'm from Maine.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm from northern Maine, oh, cool. Like up by Canada. I'm practically a Canadian.
My parents
live literally like a mile from the border.
My niece, Katie, she's, I think, in Scarborough?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know Scarborough.
Yeah,
that's southern Maine. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just passed through there to go on the bus and stuff.
So. Mm-hmm.
We met in Boston.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just there.
Oh, yeah?
Like a month ago. That's fucking funny.
But yeah,
I was literally just there.
But we went to school together, and I think I met you. I think I met you like on a drunken evening.
And like, one of those.
Drunken evening. And then, but we kept in touch throughout the years. And then when I finally moved here, I got the guts up to just be like, I would need a drummer for my band. So
I remember you went to Melrose Trading Post on a Sunday.
That's right.
And that's when this started.
Yeah.
Because we didn't play together when we were in Boston.
Yeah, I kind of just rolled the dice on that one. But I already saw you play like he played in a Well, we went to Berkeley, out in Boston, and nice. He played in this band that covered "Thick as a Brick," the entirety of "Thick as a Brick."
That was my bachelor thesis, basically.
Yeah, oh, nice.
My bachelor project. Mm-hmm. Just played a whole record.
It was really good too.
Why not?
It looks like my son's age. Like, how the fuck do you have a bachelor's degree? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
I'm 30 years old.
Really?
Damn.
Jesus, you do I wonder not it look myself. 30. My son's 20, for the love of God.
Thank you.
You look like you're his fucking age. I was Jesus
Matter
Christ.
Matter of fact, your son looks older than him.
Yeah, actually, my son does look older than you.
He comes with stubble and shit and a half a full beard. Like, goddamn, man, how old are you?
This is why he didn't get the part in the Disney show bumped.
Oh, man.
They said he looked like a grown-ass fucking man. They said, we can't cast him for this.
Well, 16-year-old?
Oh my God. They were like, we can't.
Remember when we did this casting for some type of thing?
We
did that, it's a good way to, for additional income, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they asked you if it was possible to lose the beard if he got the role.
And my answer was, negative.
He's like, fuck no.
Fuck no.
I'm not shaving my fucking beard.
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Take me as I am or don't take me at fucking all.
Yeah. Exactly. We didn't get booked, but I think it was a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't want to bend for nobody.
No. Stick with your principles, man.
Right.
Stick with your principles, because you don't, you know what I mean? Yeah, fuck that. It's not worth your time. It really isn't. Let's see. I want to play a song.
Sure. Yes.
We want to play off your, this is your first album.
The first album, we have Cement Shoes. I think it's like a real rocker, or Little Faith is like a really good one.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Little Faith? Yeah.
If you guys don't go for it,
I like Little Faith.
That one's a real tearjerker.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tearjerker.
Just hope you like it.
I'm not going to fuck up my makeup, am I?
Okay,
I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you. All right, this is Little Faith by Lost Puppy on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Meant to understand. to put in a wall when all I wanna do is knock him down and hope for clarity. But I keep building two more to designate. All my friends are gone, and I'm left with what a little faith. The corners of my eyes wide open and switch me off. I forgot whether I'm going home or not. I'm convinced I'm inanimate. Please take away my feeling. Disconnect.
This is Sam Sapper from Bahram U, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio and iHeartRadio.
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
This is Harrison Nida from Victory Kid, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
LA Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio.
And iHeartRadio.
Yeah, a shout out for a few people. You know, we always like to do our little radio drops and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But go to Books That Make You.
Technical difficulties.
It was pretty trippy.
Yeah.
Trippy arrangement.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's called I'm Trying to Share the Fucking Video from on Goddamn. Trying to share a video on Facebook. It's not working. Anyway, I'm like, how the fuck do you turn this off? Anyway, that was we're listening to a couple songs here by Lost Puppy.
Right.
Is what we're doing. Hooray. And yes, we just listened to Little Faith.
That was nice.
Thank you.
Yes, that was
like
very,
I was just
nice.
When y'all came in here, yeah. That's what I was listening to.
Oh man,
nice.
Right. Yeah.
That's super nice.
We like to be familiar with our artists.
I was going to listen to them before, but I can't find my headphones. I had the little earbuds. The one side blows out. You know, you buy them things, they go out real quick. Right. Yeah. I got some Bluetooth headphones. I can't find them, motherfucker. So I'm just like, I wait till she gave me hers.
You're like, never mind. Fuck it. I'll find it later.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, thanks for. I'm glad you like it, man.
Yeah, man. It's a good song.
Well, we wouldn't have had you on the show if we didn't like it.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, man. I'm a picky bitch. I don't like just anybody.
That's her middle name. Jennifer Susan Piggy Bitch.
Yeah, that's it right there. How did you know?
Because I married you.
You didn't even know my fucking middle name until we got married. The day we got married, he goes, your middle name is Susan?
I sure did.
Right in front of the minister. I'm like, oh, that's really fucking good. Yeah, he goes, he literally in front of all of our guests.
Facebook
everybody,
Live and everything.
Literally, on Facebook Live. We did the whole video on Facebook Live. So my family saw, our family and friends could, you know, could see it. And he goes, your middle name is Jennifer? I mean, so Susan? He goes, Susan?
I'm not sure if I'm just not finding this out.
Yeah, I didn't know your middle name, so now we're not going to get married. Oh, fuck you.
No, it'd have been it was okay, but if her middle name was like Man Killer or something, yeah, then I'd have been like, oh, no.
Man Killer.
What? Man eater. She's really a praying mantis.
Yes. You saw that episode of Buffy?
Black Widow.
No, I just you know that movie 9 Months? Which,
oh, yeah.
What's his face? I
mean,
his name. Like the British actor.
I know who you're talking about. Hugh Grant. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hugh Grant.
But like there's a part where the actress that plays his wife, like he has a dream that, or like a nightmare that they just had sex and she's just like, oh, time for dinner. And he's like, dinner? And she goes, and she just eats him.
I actually remember that. Yeah, that was a good one.
Such an obscure.
We like
reference.
It. We like it. We make obscure like references so to all kinds of shit on the show. So whatever. Now I'm sharing the fucking thing here. I'm just trying to share our video. Yes, so people can watch it.
Lost Poopy.
Yeah.
Lost Poopy.
Lost Poopy.
That's us.
Lost Poopy.
Post Loppy. That's us right there, man.
Maybe playing another song.
I know.
Because they want to do some fly music.
We want to do Cement Shoes, right?
Yeah, let's do that one. That one's a fun old rocker time. Yeah,
ooh, right. We like it.
Mm-hmm. Hooray!
We're going to play Cement Shoes.
Cement Shoes.
By Lost Puppy.
Throwing you off a boat.
On Jenny's World Talk on the Block, iHeart Radio Channel 1, iHeart Radio.
To be true. fight, left in dust or tide. Till it's long over, standing ready, the weight of it all shifts down, as they ask you to know, standing ready, hey, cement shoes. Far ahead, and you'll be missing all the joy that you had. Coming out of your shell.
That was Cement Shoes.
My Lost Puppy.
Lost Puppy.
Right. Very nice.
And we've been having a good time here. I swear to God.
Yeah.
We have way too much fun on the show. Go see my band. Well, it's a band I manage. Satanic Johnny.
Yeah.
They will be playing a bunch of upcoming shows. But you need to go see the one on Saturday, September 22nd at the House of Blues in San Diego. They'll be playing on that night. So go down there and check it out. And then the next night, Sunday, September 23rd, go see Fate Destroyed, Our Frankenstein, opening for Orgy. Go check them out. That's the 1720 Warehouse on Sunday, September 23rd. So some really great shows coming up. And you guys playing anywhere anytime soon? You got anything lined up? What are your stuff coming up? Let everybody know.
Oh, this the new stuff?
Well, no, I mean, like, where are you playing? Are you gonna be performing anywhere? You got any gigs coming up?
We got two gigs. We do.
Okay, so let everybody know so that we can come see you.
Yeah, yeah.
Go watch it. September 27th. I forget where we're playing.
Oh, damn.
The other door? Yeah. Oh, no. You know where that might be? I plumb forgot.
Dang.
Wait, the study?
No.
I can look it up.
We can bring it up. We can bring it up.
Okay, we'll do that.
Is at the other door.
Oh, the other door.
The other door.
Here. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we got...
This is how unorganized I am.
It's okay. You know what I mean? This is what this is all for. It's like, just, you know.
October 18th at... Silver Lake Lounge.
Yeah.
Silver Lake Lounge. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
And then we got...
I think we're going to play...
Possibly
October 31st at the study.
That's
Halloween. Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, that on Halloween.
Oh, that's
big,
cool.
Big old Halloween show.
100%.
That's good.
Yeah, right? Or, I don't know.
We'll figure that out. It might be. But yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool.
That's fucking awesome. Go see tonight at the Satellite in Silver Lake. Victory Kid is playing. So go check them out tonight.
I'm part of that. So.
Right, exactly. So that's why I said
any
shows you have coming up. I mean, I know it's not with Lost Puppy, but you have, but at least tonight you're playing at the
I got a cool one.
The Satellite, right?
On Wednesday at Ortner's.
Boardners, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What? 19th. So in 7 days.
The 19th at Boardners.
Boardners with Magnetic South. It's okay for anyone who likes dark proggy stuff.
Ooh.
It's
Magnetic South. Go check them out.
Debut show for this band.
Ooh. Debut.
And, right.
At Boardners.
I like it. Like,
where's Boardners again? I'm trying to remember.
It's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
Cherokee. Like right.
Okay. Right, okay. I know
is
what you're
it
talking about.
Somewhat.
There's a bunch of little fucking clubs right through there.
It's actually cool. It's like crazy. It's
I've heard of it, but I haven't been there yet.
It's a cool place.
Yeah.
All right. So Boardners.
Halfway outside, halfway inside.
Yeah. I think
a courtyard type of
situation. We like it.
Good song.
So what are we gonna play?
We're gonna be playing a song. It's gonna be off the new record.
It's off the new album.
Uh-huh.
So what's the first album called?
The first album is called "Wash Your Hands Before You Steal My Heart."
Okay, it's, wash your hands before you steal my heart. Yeah. I like it.
It was originally based on the little doodle that's on the Bandcamp page.
Yeah.
It's just a doodle I made just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Like within like 15 minutes. And then the guy that I was working with is just like, hey, that actually might be really good for what we're trying to do for this record. And it kind of looks like you. And I'm like, hey, fuck you.
But he doesn't give himself enough credit. Like, most or all of the art for the band yourself.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's fun, you know? It's just like fuck off art that I just do, and it just ends up being part of that project.
That's cool.
Nice to intermingle that.
So what's the name of this new album?
The new album is going to be, it's based on one of the singles. It's going to be called Caramel Goodbyes.
Caramel Goodbyes.
Yeah, it's...
I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
I like it.
Sweet.
It kind of goes along with the whole wash your hands before you steal my heart.
Yeah, your hands get all sticky.
You know what I mean? Now your hands are sticky, and now you gotta fucking wash them before you leave me, bitch.
That's
I'm just saying. You know, I don't care. Anyway. Yeah, we like it, though. Okay. Yeah. So what's the name of the song that you want to play?
This song's going to be... Yeah, this song is Well Sedated.
Well Sedated.
Well Sedated. Yeah, it's...
Well Sedated. Sometimes you need to be that way in a relationship.
Sometimes.
You gotta be really well sedated.
It's
husband number two. Anyway.
That's not me.
No, he's number three.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like one of the
he knows the joke.
One of the original premises for this song was originally trying to like give a personification to like really dark, deep depression.
Okay,
and
I gotcha.
Like, it and in the sense of like putting it into a really harsh relationship.
I gotcha.
It's like kind of codependent.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, for sure.
Been there. Oh, done that.
It's
yeah.
Important
all
to,
right.
To put words to that.
Yeah, but you have, and we love it. He put words to something it's hard to put words to, motherfuckers.
We'll see.
Don't mess with Steve Cherkasky.
No.
Of Lost Puppy.
Don't.
You can't beat that. You can't beat that, man. He can put words to shit you can't put words to, man. Yeah. That's hardcore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now they're going to play this awesome fucking song called Well Sedated. This is Lost Puppy. We're doing acoustic, so I'm going to shut me and him off so you guys are playing. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Do you want to do the bass thing?
Tell everyone good night. I'm well
That was fucking awesome.
Hell
dude.
Yeah.
That was really awesome.
Yeah.
I like that. Well Sedated was badass.
Well Sedated.
Oh, yeah.
You
dude.
Pull your mic back over now. Woo! That's why I was giving you signals. Just
I know.
Just don't say
because you took cut all the mics on.
Yeah, I cut all the mics on so that way it would sound better.
Yeah.
That way I could actually pick you guys
everybody
all
up. Yeah.
In, you know what I mean? That's, then I tilted my camera.
You have
my,
a mix between the three of us?
Oh, yeah. Then I tilted my my microphone towards you. And then I just cut all four mics on. It just sounded better.
Right.
With the acoustics in the room and the way everything's set, you know what I mean, is set up, I think that was badass.
Right. So we know, you know.
That was really
now
good.
We know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said just don't say anything.
Do you often have live performances?
We have a lot.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Quite a few bands come in here and do acoustic sets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of firsts on this show.
World premieres.
So that was just that was a world premiere right there.
Pretty much.
Yeah, shit, that's another one.
Have you been on any other radio shows?
No.
See?
This song had
another world premiere,
bitch.
Yeah, we have a lot of those, huh?
We got a lot of world premieres.
World premieres.
A lot of people debuted their music on our show.
Right.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Including some of the big
bands.
Orgy debuted a couple songs on here. We've had a lot of bands. Dirty Machine, a bunch of them have come on here. Victory Kid.
Yeah. Very cool.
We like that though. We like that. A lot of people have firsts on our show.
Right.
We feel very privileged that any of all the bands and artists and authors and people that have been on our show, a lot of people have come on our show even with their books and other things premiere their
lots
stuff.
Of virginities theme.
Yes, we like that. We like to take people's virginities. What? Well, I didn't say that.
Kind of yes, you did.
No.
I agree.
I've never taken virginities before.
But,
ever. Anyway.
I have.
Yes. Steve admits it. All right. Yes, Steve. Steve's got balls.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve. All right.
Again.
Caramel goodbyes, goddammit. No.
Yeah. You mentioned books, right? Like I'm working with a friend of mine. His name is Jim, and he we're going to be working on like a book of 100 poems that I've been like working on for a little while.
So nice.
That could be something that
sure.
We'll have you back on.
Awesome. Fuck it. We like to promote entertainment in all its forms.
Right.
We've had NFL on our show. WWE has been on our show.
Yes. Really?
We said
Ariel.
Remember Ariel, the chick?
The vampire.
She hung. She was like a vampire, and she used to hang upside down from the ropes like a bat.
Maybe.
She was on ECW and WWE. Yeah.
Sounds so badass.
She is. She's badass. Plus, she's hot.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shelly Martinez.
Right.
Love you.
Yes.
She has
up.
A she has, a she has like a vlog.
Oh, cool!
Her and her sister have a vlog. Go on, look her up, Shelly Martinez on Instagram. Follow her little vlog.
Smile.
She's hot as. She's,
you have her.
She's hot as. She's hot as fuck. I've got pictures. No. She's hot.
Yeah.
She put her fangs on. I have a picture of her standing in front of the LA Talk Radio sign. She put her fangs in. And she went to bite my neck. It was hot.
Mm.
Yeah. Fair. Anyway, I'm not gonna leave you for a woman, or will I? I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't be mad at you.
Shelly Martinez, Jesus Christ. No,
Shelly Martinez.
I'm just kidding. I know she don't roll that way. It's all right. I'm okay with it. Anyway, we've been here with Lost Puppy today.
Right.
I guess we
tell everyone how they can reach
rock.
You.
Yes, how can everybody find you?
You're on Facebook, Instagram.
Everybody.
Tell them
tell
everywhere
the
they can find you.
We're on InstaSlam.
InstaSlam.
Yeah, yeah. At Lost Puppy Band.
Lost Puppy Band.
At
go there.
Lost Puppy Band. Yeah, yes. I've cornered the market on Lost Puppy Band.
Lost Puppy Band.
That's it. And on Facebook, it's Facebook.com/LostPuppyBand and even
Twitter
Boom. Even though I hardly use the dang thing
you really and like, I know POTUS
so
is a douchebag I know
well,
this but
I mean,
but
it's
I'm just
bad.
Saying
it's just like the it turns everybody into an utter caricature.
I think it's stupid. I just use it to promote the show. I don't
right.
give a fuck about anything else.
Exactly.
I promote you guys. I promote the show. I promote our concerts.
Yeah.
I promote things that are worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like support local music.
Yes. Absolutely.
Fuck, please support your local music wherever you live, no matter what market it is. I don't give a shit if you're in Seattle, if you're in fucking
Bismarck,
Washington,
North
D.C.
Dakota, right?
Wherever the fuck it is. I don't give a shit. Boston, L.A.
Antarcticans, we're coming for you.
Yes, Antarcticans, yes.
Yep.
Anywhere you have a local market scene.
Damn.
Yes. Anywhere you got a local market scene, you know, whether it be Switzerland. Oops. We got Switzerland over
Netherlands,
here. And we got Denmark.
Denmark.
You know what I mean? And we got Philadelphia / New York. And we love the New Yorkers. New Yorkers are like, you know, because you guys actually say your R's.
New York.
You say a little more with your R. See, the Boston, you know, the New Englanders, we go like with an A. It's like, you know.
Get in the car. Go to Harvard,
Harvard.
What are you queer?
Yeah, would you queer?
Do you get that in Maine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, but it's like it traveled north or some shit. I don't know. But anyway, we've been with Lost Puppy, and you can find them at Lost Puppy Band on Twitter, Instagram, and
Tumblr.
Facebook,
Tumblr.
And Tumblr,
and
Grumblr.
Grumblr.com.
Go to mygrumblr.com. Buy your Grumblr today.
Right.
What up, Eric Chan?
Under a water
he's one of the promoters. He was one of the people for all the Battle of the Bands. Like, he was one of the big sponsors. So, what up?
We also have a band camp.
Yes, go to Bandcamp. Bandcamp.
Lost Puppy on Bandcamp. You'll find
Spotify.
Us.
Lost Puppy.
Spotify and all that.
On Spotify. You're on Spotify too.
Yep,
Rock
Spotify,
on. They're on everything.
Good
go
stuff.
Find them on everything. Lost Puppy Band.
We're on everything.
We're on everything.
We have a joint Plenty of Fish account. You can date all three of us.
Get three for the price of one, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Three cute guys for the price of one. How can you fucking pass that up, ladies? I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I know a lot of chicks I could hook you up. I'm saying.
I think Carlo's husband would be very upset.
Yeah.
Carlo? Carlo's husband?
Your heteronormativity in this show.
Hey, we don't care. If you like dudes, go for it, man.
I know that you don't care.
I don't give a shit. I really don't fucking care. I got a nephew I could set you up with. I'm just saying.
I am married.
You are? Yeah, what's his name?
Andy.
Nice!
Andy.
Shout out to fucking Andy!
What's up, Andy?
What's up? Dude,
they're an extremely handsome couple.
Oh, I bet you are. Man, you need to bring him to some shows. Show his ass off. You know what I'm saying? This is my fucking husband. Yeah. Dude, be proud.
He doesn't do public things. He's too good looking people to speak.
Dude.
And they sue him.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You guys will make a handsome fucking couple. We're going to get some pictures. You know, you're going to be all over GQ. And all those fucking magazines, you know what I'm saying?
You meet them and then you're like, did I just walk on set for a Calvin Klein ad?
Holy shit. Fuck yeah. Hey, this is Los Angeles. This is Los Angeles.
Maybe we can use him.
If you can't fucking handle the gay community, you live in the wrong fucking place.
Maybe we can ask him to be one of our models for our t-shirts and clothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, we were looking for models for our t-shirt. I'm not shitting you. For our clothing line that we're working on.
Sure.
So you and him. We need, you know, sure, why not? Dude, Phil would be awesome. Yeah. Phil would totally rock them fucking t-shirts.
The rip shirts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have all of you up there. You'd be a model.
With your bass guitar, like you rocking, fuck you.
I went to a modeling agency to grab them. I mean.
Dude, you ain't ugly. None of you. You're good to go. You're all right. And we support massively the LGBT community.
You're progressive.
Because I'm one of the biggest B's I know. I told him I'd leave him for a woman. I'm not allowed to leave him for a man, but I can leave him for a woman. Better be good looking,
though. Just for the night, right?
Just for the night. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be the first time I've had girlfriends. I had seven at one time, you know.
Dang.
Damn.
Seven or eight. I lost count.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man. Rock and roll.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Anyway, they didn't
cost
know.
Too much.
They didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't need to know. I'm just kidding. They all knew each other.
That's even better.
In different ways.
Yeah. That's even better.
All right, anyway. I'm creepy. So we've had a great time today. We've been with, hanging out with Lost Puppy, and we're out of here.
For thank you. Week. Thank you, Lost Puppy. You.
Next week will be fucking Jabbermouth.
Right.
Yeah.
Another punk rock band.
Right.
Hispanic punk rock band. We love them. They will be on the show next week.
Right.
Jabbermouth. And then maybe Devang.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Which is Ronan, one of Ronan's favorite bands.
Hell yeah.
All right, so we're out of here for another week. We'll be here back next week.
Thank you.
Support local music. Support local music. Go check out Lost Puppy.
Right.
Everywhere. Lost Puppy Band. On everything. Literally. Fucking everything. Including Bandcamp. All right. And this one time at Bandcamp.
I stuck a flute up in my pussy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, we're out of here. Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.